Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm baffled at the amount of time that these NBA coaches say their players need to rest. How much rest they need. It's such a grind, that NBA regular season. And from doing a podcast with Shaquille O'Neal and hearing players of his generation speak about it, they're appalled by how just tired today's NBA players are. 10 days off for the Golden State Warriors. And as we get ready for the NBA Finals to begin, I bring in one of the bright minds from NBA TV. Lang Whitaker joins us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Lang, explain to me, if you can, why do the NBA players need so much time off during the regular season when previous generations didn't need it? And these guys now are getting 10 days and 7 days off to prepare for a finals.
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I don't know that the previous generation didn't need it. They just didn't get it. I'm sure if you
or didn't
guys,
ask for it or didn't ask yeah. for it. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you told those guys, hey, we'll give you a couple of days off here and there, they would have said, sure, great. Let me have a break here. And part of that's, you know, this always, each generation thinks that their generation was the best, and the way it happened, the way they did it, was the best way to do it. I think, you know, you also look at this like the way that Golden State has been destroying teams in the postseason, the way that Cleveland kind of rolled through the playoffs. If you look at it from that standpoint, you say, well, that's why they took time off during the regular season to get to this point. And now that, you know, the way they, when they sweep through the playoffs like this, they're getting a week off now before the finals start. And so they're going to go into the finals. We're going to see like the two best versions of these teams that we could see, and the healthiest versions of these teams that we could see.
I'm trying to figure out why they, well, first off, you get the long wait. The NBA used to have a move up date for the finals. They used to have a date where the finals are going to begin on this date, but if both series are done in five games or less, they would move it up by 2 days. They're not doing that this year, and they've abandoned that to get the big break. But then, even between game one and game two, in the same city, there's a two-day break. Play on Thursday, play on Sunday. Next Sunday, we're going to be previewing game two of the finals.
I think that's partially because of television stuff. I don't know why.
Sure, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I think because if it airs on a certain, you know, on a Sunday, maybe it does better than a whatever Saturday ratings-wise, whatever. I don't know. But when I was growing up, I remember there was 2 days between games in the finals also. I think in some ways this big break, it kind of reminds me of how the Super Bowl works, and you get, 2 weeks between the conference finals and the Super Bowl, and they have all that time to hype the game up.
But that's one game. You know what I mean? That's one game. They're hyping up every single game of a series.
Yeah, I know. I'm interested to see how this plays out with the with this much time off before the finals. I've been covering the league for 20 years now, and there's never been this much time before the finals begin. And it's interesting that it played out this way, and it ends up with probably the most anticipated matchup you could have. The first time in the history of the NBA, there's been a three match. The two teams have played for a third time in a row. And it's sort of a perfect storm of a way to promote this thing. So we'll see what happens.
Is there any way, and I'm sure NBA TV is going to be all over it. I expect nothing less as they get ready for this. Let me ask you this, though. Is there any reason to believe Cleveland this year is a better version of themselves than the champions of last year?
Sure. I think they're probably a little more comfortable with that. You know, it's almost like in the finals last year, they stumbled over a blueprint of a way to beat the Warriors, because they were down 3-1, and then they started playing that style of play where they just they were trying to sort of play with the Warriors, play their style of play and play up-tempo, and then they kind of just went to that where LeBron just walks the ball up, finds the best mismatch, calls the guy over, sets a screen, gets a mismatch, and takes advantage of it every single play over and over. And they kind of stumbled into that and found this blueprint. So now they have that blueprint. They know how to beat this team in this series. And, you know, roster-wise, it's probably about a wash from last year to this year. I mean, they added Kyle Korver, who gives them, you know, stretches the floor. But I think, you know, experience-wise, maybe they're a little better than they were a year ago. But I don't know if that's going to be enough to match, you know, the Warriors adding Kevin Durant. You know, I mean, as good as Cleveland is and as well as they're playing right now, the Warriors added an MVP and a guy who can lead the league in scoring if he wanted to. And that's going to be, I think, the hardest matchup for Cleveland to adjust to.
Does Steve Kerr not being there on the sideline, does that in any way sort of say to you that maybe coaching in the NBA isn't as important, at least in game, as everybody makes it out to be?
Yes and no. You know, I get the – it looks a lot easier when Kerr's not there and the Warriors
sure.
are 12-0. And look, you know, last season he missed a big chunk of the season and they set the record for the best record
right.
in the regular season without him there. And, you know, he joked about that a lot. The thing I keep going back to with Kerr is there was a clip earlier this season that kind of went viral of when Curry was sort of struggling earlier in the year and there was a timeout and on the bench – you saw Kerr talking. He was mic'd up, and he was talking to Steph Curry, and he said, "Hey, man, look, you know, you're not shooting the ball well, but look at your plus-minus. We're much better on the court with you there than we are without you. We need you out there, so, you know, just keep your head up, keep playing." That's the kind of thing that I think you need Steve Kerr there for. The substitutions, the schemes, at this point, you know, that group's been together long enough that they kind of know how that works and, you know, when someone comes in, when they go out, all that stuff. I think really where you need Steve Kerr is almost off the court, in the locker room, on those practice days. You know, the in-game adjustments, maybe there's a couple decisions to be made down the stretch of a game. But really, for the most part, Steve Kerr is more helpful, I think, having him there in practice and you know, in the locker room at halftime making those talks. And he can still kind of do that stuff now.
Lang Whitaker from NBA TV joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. So you are leaning which way, and are we talking about a long, drawn-out series this year?
I think Golden State and six, probably. I just think, you know, I've been covering the Cavs a lot during this postseason and been to almost more than half of their games they played in these playoffs. LeBron is more locked in than I've seen him in a long time. And that Cavs team really seems to kind of have a sense of who they are and what they do. But they haven't played an elite offensive team yet in these playoffs. And, you know, maybe that's because Toronto had injuries they were dealing with. And, you know, Indiana was pretty good at times, but not great. Boston was without Isaiah Thomas. And now they're going to play, you know, one of the great offensive teams in history. And I just don't know if Cleveland's good enough defensively. They haven't really been tested on that end, and now they're going to face the ultimate test on the biggest stage. And I'm not sure that they're good enough defensively to hang with this Warriors team. Maybe one game, maybe two games they can do that, but over a seven-game series, I think Golden State's the better team, and they're going to win the title this year.
Lang, great work, and enjoy the finals. And NBA TV is a great spot to just get caught up any time of day. Just get caught up on everything that's going on around it. Great work. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.